ועין דף עין זין עמד בייז the first third of the יום התנא רבנן ההילך להקביל פני אביו או פני רבוי או פני מי שגודל ממנו in Yom Kippur he wants to be mekabel one of these three people oivers is permitted to go through water at savore b'mayim ve'ein echoishish He says, one would think this is also, Rashi says, Veini choishesh mishum rechitze. So, afal pikein, since he's doing this l'tzoyrech mitzveh, agbo pnei obi, v'pnei rabbi, so it is permissible, it's not a rechitze shal tainug, and it's l'tzoyrech mitzveh, so it is mutter. He boi lohu harav eitzel talmid mai. What is the halacha? Is a rav permitted to go through water for the Talmud? Now, Pashtus, perhaps one learns that the shaila is as follows. The first case, lahakbil pnei oviv, oi pnei raboi, pnei shigodol mimenu, So there's a mitzvah of Kvoid Oviv, Kvoid Rabboi, Kvoid HaTeire. So there's a Srach mitzvah involved. So they were matter. It's not a rechitza shel tainik, and it's a tzairich mitzvah, they were matter. Harav Eitzel Talmid, there's no Srach mitzvah. So maybe they weren't matter. That's l'chayre, the posh et pshat. But I saw in the Rabbein Eliyakim says, Shehoylech l'lamdoi teire, ki goin sh'atalmid hoyachoyle. That's the story. Talmud can't come, it's Yom Kippur, of all times not to learn. So he's going to the Talmud. So I haven't the faintest idea to understand what the shail is. So what could be wrong? He's going to teach someone Torah. Retzeach shegola migalin rabbi imo. If the retzeach goes and he sends the rabbi to Ori Miklot. He lives in Ori Miklot because he has to teach his Talmud. So and now there'll be a shail. He's being mekayin. He's melamed Torah. The Pella is, La Locha we paskin it also. That's the biggest Pella. Now then later I found the Taz in Simon Taryud Gimel Sivkotnabov. He doesn't understand what the Shaila is. He says, and we'll see later in the Gemara, one is permitted to go through a border to be Lishmer Peroisov, al Tzehefsid Momin is allowed to go, and he is not allowed to go. So the Taz also understood that the Rebbe is going to the Talmud to teach him. So first he wants to say, maybe the Talmud could have come to him. Now that I also don't understand. What's the difference if the Talmud comes to him, if he comes to the Talmud? I mean, the Talmud comes to him, so the Talmud will also, there's a Shaila Brachitza. The Shaila is als limud HaTeiretz Mutter, so what's the chilek? Since the Talmud could come to him, so if he went to the Talmud, so it should be Yosef. But then he says, for the question, the Talmud can't come to him, it's Ichemutter. And that we see in the Rabbein Eliyakim, Nitzazel. The Rabbein Eliyakim says that speaking about the Talmud is a chayle, and that's why the Rebbe is going to the Talmud. Then he brings a lavush that they made a loy pluk, since Philo of the Talmud can't come to him, they made a loy pluk. Which he also is not masking with. Well, Kaponim, Philo of the Talmud could come to him is also very schwer. If the tzerich is limud ha-teire, so, I mean, the going to, so what could be the shailim? It's very difficult to understand. Al kaponim de gemore kler de shaila, toshma, doma rav yitzog bar bachone, anoch azise le zeiri, da ozer le gabi rav chiyah barashi talmidei. So, Ziri went through water to his Talmud, Rav Chiya Barashi. Rav Ashi Omar, no, the Maisa was different. Ahu Rav Chiya Barashi who da'ozel the gabe de Ziri Rabbe. So you didn't see the whole Maisa. The Maisa was fakel. Period. Now the Gemara speaks about. So the Gemara was in Poishet, the Shailin, Lalochet, Lashulchan Aruch, Machma. Even the whole thing is only a Rechitza, the Rabbonim, they were Machma. Rove Shori Livnei Eva Yemino Lemever Bemaya Linturi Peri. Rove was Mater, the Bnei Eva Yemine, this was Amokim, to go through Mayim Linturi Peri. To for Shmiras HaPeiris, they were matter. The Mokim have said moment they were matter. I mean, we see how killed this Isser is, because the Aloch, if a person's house is burning, he's not allowed to tell a goy to be mechabed the house. So this is an Isser of Amira La'akum is also the Mokim have said Mamoinai. Could be called Mamoinai. And here we're speaking about that they were matter. For Shmiras Peiris, they were matter to go through Mayim. So I think this is a fila gringer iser. And Laimi Boy, according to the Paiskim, that the whole Inui of Rechitzes are the Rabbonon. And this is Shalul Shem Taini, Gildos. Now for picking the other way around, they were Machme. Yet, Salkaponim, they were matter. Omalei Abai Lerov, Tanya the Messiah Loch. Shaimrei peiris oivrim atzavoron b'mayim ve'inam chayshishim. Allow to go. Rav Yosef shorilohu lebnei beitarbu lemeva b'maye lemeisei lepirke. He was matter to them that they should go to hear the shir. They said adroshi yem kippur. So he was matter to them to be permitted to go through water. But he was not matter that he should go back. There's no mitzvah. Amalei Abayes, Abayes, Rav Yosef, Imkein, Ato, Machshilon, Laosid, Lovay. So you'll be, that means if you won't be matter to come back, so next year they won't come. Ikeda Amri, Shorilu Lemeisei, Vishorilu Lemeisel. The Meisel was different. Rav Yosef was matter for them to go, to hear the Shir, and to come back. And Amalei Abai, and Abai asked Akasha, Mishloim Lemeisei, Lechoye. To go, to hear the Shir, that I understand, that you should be matter. El Lemeisel, my time. Kedei shaloi te marshilon laosid lovi. So he answered him, Kedei shaloi te marshilon laosid lovi, that should make sure they should go each year to this year. What does Rashi say? Lenturi peiri shoyulem pardesim beiva hano, beitarbu shem hakfar. Lepirke shoyudershin beyem hakipurim, laosid lovi, lashan acheres lo yavoyu, hoyo vlo hitartem laver esamayim velarzer. Look the Gemara weiter. Rav Yehuda, Rav Shmuel, Bar Rav Yehuda, he was his son, have a kaime agude the Nahar Pros. He was staying on the edge, right before the edge of the Nahar Pros, of the river of Pros. Amavrod dachatzadat. I mean, on the other side, that was the place where was opposite Chatzada, that was a mokim. They were standing there. Bavekoi Rami Bar Popa Mahach Giser. Rami Bar Popa was on the other side. Rami Lu Kola. So he called out to them. Mal le me'ever le meisi le gabaychu le mishol shmaite. Can I come over, go through the water, to ask you a shaila? It's very interesting. Our picture of Yom Kippur is we're in shul the whole day. So they're by the Nahal Pros. He's on the other side. He wants to ask the Mashayla. Was a different Yom Kippur vice to Chayis. L'mishol Shmaite. Psasugi. Here a Shmere Rambam is told me he didn't understand. He wanted L'mishol Shmaite. Psasugi. Very interesting. They say the Chazanish was at a time that the Marich too much betvila Rosh Hashanah, but after learning Rosh Hashanah, the Chazanish time. Here we see the learned Yom Kippur. Omalei Rav Yehuda, so Rav Yehuda told him, Rav Shmuel da Omri Tavayu Oiva, you're allowed to go. Ubervad shalo yoitzi yodoi mitachas chipas chalukai. But you have to know how to go. You're not allowed to lift up your hand. Mitachas chipas chilukas. Let us see Rashi. Mitachas chipas, also what Rashi says, amavre da chatzadat, mokei mavor hanor mul chatzadat, those opposite chatzadat, mitachas chipas sfas chalukai, don't lift up your hand by the bottom of his chaluk, lahagbiya Shulei chalukai alzroyoi, to lift up the bottom of the choluk alzroyoi on his arm. The einoi nire kemalbush. Now it seems the reason he wanted to do this, Mistama, the choluk was a long choluk. It seems this choluk, the Rabbein El Yochim says that it was something like similar to a cape. The hands were inside the choluk. That's how the Rabbein El Yochim says. The darkam are yelilbash begodim rechovim, v'hoyu yedeyim besoich bigdeyim. That means it was like a cape that covered the hands. And he said, you should make sure don't lift up the cape on your arm. He said, Mistama, the reason he wanted to do it, he didn't want it to get wet, so he'll lift it up, it shouldn't get wet. So he told him, you shouldn't do this. Why not? The ene nire kemalbush, ele kenoisei al ksefe. This doesn't look like you're wearing it, it's not derech levishe, like you're carrying it. Ba'omar mar hayetzi betalis mekupeles al ksefe b'shabes chayiv chata. So if a person will take a baguette and fold it up and put it around his neck. So he's chayiv chatas, that's not derech levisha. So holding it, it shouldn't drape over your body, is also not derech levisha. The Ran is maybe moisif something. The Ran says, v'afopi shezeh einei mekapel al kseifei mamish ella al zroyo. He's holding it in his arm. He didn't bring it all the way up on his shoulders. He's holding it in his arm. But even the mechzik in mekapel also, so it's also midarabon. So Rashi learns pshat in this Gemara that the iser is an iser of noise of carrying. That was the shaila. The Taisus Yeshanim asks Akasha. That the Chayyim Taisus brings a Gemara in Shabbos that they were geyser to go into water. Dulma osili de schite. He might go and or get soaking wet. He might go and fetch it out. So Taisus says, "Onir le Rebbe the hoyil vayhutchaloi ela yedei malbush zochel kedam lekam avach lo yaitzi yadi mitachas chipas chalukai." That means Vakel that here the reason was he should keep his hands underneath the baguette. This goofer was a hacker that he won't squeeze out the baguette. So Taisa seems to learn this was a Indian als gzeire de le osili de schite. Then Taisa in the middle asks her ha'ore, why don't you say shriyosei zeo kibusei? Why says the begodim are getting wet? So why don't you say that the shriyas ha'begodim, that what they're soaking in water, that alone is b'mokim kibus, it should be yosa. So Taisva says, Tavke, if the beged was meluchlich bedam, oidovot dam, oidovot tinefala beged, then you say, shriyosei zel gibusai, avol heiche, שהבגד שוחר מחמה שנלבש בוי, אוי מחמה שנשתמש בוי, אוי שהוי אלובון לגמרי, ואין בוי שונטין, אבל שצורך ללבין עדיין, למרין שיוסי זה כיבוסי. A very interesting halacha, that שיוסי זה כיבוסי there was מתונך, but if it's not clean, שבגד שוחר מחמה שנלבש בוי, he wore it 2 weeks already, אוי מחמה שנשתמש בוי, So memela, then you don't say shchiyosi zeh kibusi, that's tafka on a stain. A stain you say shchiyosi zeh kibusi. And then Taisus brings the third teretz from the Sefer HaYosho, the Taisus Yishonim. If it's ke'ein lichluch, you don't say shchiyosi zeh kibusi. That means the process that he's doing is the process of lichluch. So he says it's also... It's called Me'ein Lichloch. It's Derech Lichloch. Shehulchim b'mayim levushim ben shchizu derech nikoyim v'libor. Usually, it's, when you go into water, it's Meslach Lechoid. So, that's Derech Lichloch. You don't say Shriyosi Zer Kibusai. And Taisus brings down a maise that a tinik was Melachlech Beged Imoy. The Rabbi Natan was matter that the mother should wash her hands and dry it in the beged. The kavona was to be mevatel the mei reglayim, but since it was derech lichloch, this was permissible. And here the Taisus Shonim Dingzech, she wanted to be metayer the lichloch. So that locher is not called derech lichloch, that's called derech libur. But al kaponim, we have another pshat why he should keep yodov tachas begodov, not als noisei beged, nor als to prevent that he shouldn't be seichetit, and then we have here these two telutzim, I don't say shchiyosei zeh kibusei. Maskif lo Rav Yosef. So the Gemara is a kasha, we heard in the beginning that it is permissible to go in water at Savoroi. That's pretty deep. It's permissible. Kabul pnei raboi, lishma peroisov. Maskel Rav Yosef, b'chol ki I gavna mishori. Is it permissible to even b'chol to walk in such deep water? V'chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, and this Pasuk is speaking about the Mayon, which was Yotzei from the Kodesh Kadoshim. And the Pasuk explains that as it left Yerushalayim, after a certain distance, it got broader and deeper. The Pasuk says as follows, Vayomod Elef Ba'amo, this was a Nebuah that Yecheskel saw. The Malach went and measured Elef Amo, Vayavireini Ba'mayim, and the water was Mei of Soyim. Mei of Soyim, this is the water went up to the ankle. Yeah, and it says Vayavireini. So Vayste is allowed to walk into such water. Mikan Shemutalaver Ad Avsoyim. Then it says Vayomot Elef. Then he measured another Elef Amo, and it remained this depth for Elef Amo. Vayavireini Bamayim Mayim Birkoyim. Now the water was knee level. But Vayavireini Mikan Shemutalaver Ad Birkayim. Bayomot elef yavireini mei mosnayim. Mikan shemutalaver ad mosnayim. Mikan ve'elech, it says, vayomot elef, after the mosnayim, vayomot elef, nachal ashalayuchalaver. So if it's higher than the mosnayim, you're not allowed to go through it anymore. Statech ilayuchalaver. So you're not allowed to walk through water deeper than the mosnayim. And here it says, yo'oiver ad savorei. Omar Abaye Shiny Nachal the Redifi Maya. This Nachal that we're speaking about, which is Yaitzimi Beis Kodesh Kadoshim, was a very strong current, and this Taki you're not allowed to. Yochel Yavirenu Besichoy, maybe you're not allowed, it's too dangerous to walk, maybe you're allowed to swim. Talmud Loimer Ki Go Hamayim Meisochu. May sochu shiyuto. that the water is so strong that you can't swim through it either. Shekein kayin l'siyata siyacha. The shiyata siyacha. So swimming is called siyacha. So that's that you can't swim. Yachel. Now this water, the current was so strong. Yachel yavirenu bebul niktana. You could go through this water. This water seems surrounded Yerushalayim. You can go through this water with a small ship. Tamaloyme bapelech boy oni shayit. You can't go through it with a small ship. Yachel yavirenu bebul niktana. Maybe with a large ocean liner you can go through this water. Tamaloyme vitziade lo yavrenu. May mashmoy, kidimitalgim, Rav Yosef, loitezelbo, besvinis ayodin, which is a small ship, svinis ayodin, that's a ship that they capture fish in this, they hunt fish, they go fishing in this ship, that's a small ship. Buburni rabosi, loi sigoizine. You can't go through this mayim, afilu with a ocean liner. Omer Yude ben Pozi, af malach hamoves ein le rishus laver b'soichai. This, the Marsha says, he could go through, but ein le rishus. He was the problem, but this war was a barrier that he wasn't permitted to go over this barrier. Ksivocha bal teilech boi oni shayit, ksivocha mishoit ba'oretz. Let us see Rashi. Ki hagavne diktoni la'el atzavori b'mayim b'kesakon shalei yishtefu amayim, that the water shouldn't the current of the water shouldn't push him over. Vayomad elef hamaloch erli yecheskel nachal hayetzel mi beis kodesh hakadoshim tchilosoi kechut, first came out kechut v'hoylech v'godol chol elef amo oirech misheyotza chutzlu sharayim. The first 1,000 army, Layomek Alameyav Soyim, Mekatsulim, it was till the ankles. Vayomod Elef, Shniyes, Vehemiku, Adbirkayim. Bikan Velech, Korilesh, Alayucha, Laver, Alma, Osa, Laver, Lamailo, Mimasnai. So the Gemara says, Shani, Nachala, Yoitzim, Ibeis, Kodesh, Akadoshim, Shayimim, of Roitvim, Hulchim, Meir, Vishoitvim. Besichoi b'shayit. Amalem could go mayum meisochu ru'uyeis loshayit. From being roi to swim. Zuck the Gemara weiter. Omar rapinches mishum rafune tzipero. Mayon hayoitze mi beiskotche hakadoshim. Bitchile doime lekalnei chagovim. That's the mind that comes out from the Kodesh Kodoshim, so it's very small, like Kalnei Chagovin. Kivin shegiya lepesach heichol nasa kechut shel shesi. Kivin shegiya leulam, that's the vertical chutim of the Yarige. Kivin shegiya leulam nasa kechut shel oreit. That's a little bit more thicker, but still a very thin stream. Kivin shegiya pesach hazore nasa kepi kapach koton. I know this nan, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Oima, Mayim Mipachim Asidim Li Yeshayitz Mitachas Miftan Abayis. Mikan Ve'ilach, that's is going out from the bayis already. Pach Kotn, a small pitcher. Mikan Ve'ilach, Oim is Gaba, Ve'oile, Atche Megiel, Pesach Beis David. Zerashi says, Pesach Beis David, Hitzioin Chutz L'Yerushalayim. Yeah. Given to Gil Pesach Beis David Nase Kenachol Shoytei Sheboy Roichtzin Zovin VeZovais Nidais VeYordais Shenema BeYoyma Hu Yie Mekor Niftach LeBeis David LeYoshve Yerushalayim LeChatos LeNide. LeChatos means a loshen from Chitui, from Tare, Lechatos, will be Letare or Lenide. They'll table themselves in this water. Omar Rav Yosef, Mikan Remez Lenide, Shetzricha Leishev Ad Savore Bemayim, Leshilchese Kevosei. So the Rabbein Eliyakim says pshat, it says, Oliyoshve Yerushalayim Lenide. So vice that's the depth of the water, that when she's sitting in the water, it should be up to her neck. That's pretty deep. Blasilchasikibos, it doesn't have to be so deep. Let us see Rashi. Mipachim kemin hapach heng shemagin lemiftan haichel. Mikan remez lenide, midaloi kori leiroi lenide, ad shemizgaber kenachel shoite, shemagin lepesach beizdobit. Then it's called roi lenide, remez shetzriche letviles mayim amukim. You need mayim amukim. Because then, when it's a nachal shoytev, then, sheteishe b'matzavor. In fact, Rashi, v'afor gavdloi romis kro atzavor, who says it has to be atzavor, romis mir denebe yamuke, oy mekaroi. It has to be deep ice toys, because it said the shir, nachal shoytev, it said by, then it by, when it's nachal shoytev, so then it's royal and the savaistos, it's pretty deep. So that the Gemara was Meshayer, that the Shir is Atzabor. I don't know, the Ben Yayod, Es Akashif, it's a Nachal Shaitev. We had over here, it's dangerous, even an ocean liner can't go through, that we had before. So how are they able to table themselves? It should be pretty dangerous. Maybe this was... So the Ben Yayoda says that, they were moishach the mayan, the water into a mikveh, into a breiche. That's what Ben Yayoda says. Then I don't understand if they were moishach it to a mikveh. So what's the whole Rashi says? Midle kori le roi le nida achem is gaber kenachol shoytev shemegil a pesach beis dovid. Rami should say chutzvus mayim amukim. I mean, if you're toivel in that mokum alone, so good. So it has to be a nachol shoytev. I say that's pretty deep. But if you were moishach the mayim into another mokum, so there's no raya whatsoever. I mean, you could have even lesser water. If you let a small amount of water run into a mikveh, it will eventually fill up. Mikan remez lenide shetzricha leishe v'atzavora b'may. And this is speaking about tvilas nide. Sholo mikame Rab Yehuda goin zatzal, tvilas nide mi de reise minola. Veheshev kalvochayma mi magoa. So Rab Yehuda goin said, the pasuk says if a negeya, if a person touches a nide, he needs tvila. Samadach, a person who touches a nide needs tvila. Savada gevis, the nide alone, zicha needs tvila. Now this is a very shvere Rab Yehuda goin. Because Lachaira, the Shiloh over here, we're not speaking about Taris. We're not speaking about, it says in Egei, but neither needs Tvila. It means if he wants to eat Truma, if he wants to eat Kodesh, he's Tomei for Kodesh. He was speaking about the Isam, the Bailo is Chulin. So if you want to know that she's also too, she's also the Bailo too, she'll be Tevil herself. So what's the Raya from Magor? Mago is speaking about the Truma, Kodesh. He was speaking about the Isanida. Maybe as soon as the dam stops flowing, she's Mutta Labaila. That's one kasha. Then Sam Seifer brings the Gurus Ariesk on Rabbi Yehuda Goyim. Then Rabbi Chonon is Ma'irer, Samazay, another Ha'oreh. There is a chakire from the Gedolei Achrayim. There's Tumas Nide, and then there's Isar Nide. Now the Shaila is the Isar Nide Toli in Tumas Nide? does it have, is it nida osa labaila because she's tame? Well, there's two different things. The riyas dam creates a tumin, creates a nisa, the two dvorim nefrodim. The shmaitz and the naidibuda say that the two different things. Riyas nida, riyas dam creates an isa labaila, an isa bi, and then there's an isa, then there's a tumin, the two different things. Then it's sicher schwer to understand Rabbi Yehuda Goin, because Rabbi Yehuda Goin was Malkiv Iser Tetume. And if the Iser becomes from the Tume, so good. He said, we see, if a person touches her, his Tume won't go off without Tvile. So Memele, so then maybe we can understand a little. So the Iser, which is Tali and Tume, that's the Iser. This is Tali and Tume. So the Tume won't go off. So her Tume, which creates an Issa, won't go off without, that's the Issa, so won't go off without Tvila. Rabbi Netan Pirish, the Navke Midrsi Bemei Nide, Vidarshinim Bemeseches Abedis Kechovim, Mayim Shanide Tevelaspe. This Pasuk is speaking about Bemei Nide Yischato, speaking about, we learn out from this Pasuk that, of a person that kalim, which one gets from a goy, this is speaking about by Melchemes Midyan, said they had to be tevil the kalim. They had to be tevil the kalim b'mei nide b'mei mishanide tevelas b'em. We hold tevilas kalim as a deraise, tevilas kliakim as a deraise. So it's very interesting. Badminton, there's no posik b'chlal. I mean, that's the whole butchinish over here. There's no posik bechlal that says a nida has to tevel herself to be matter the issa nida. And here the posik, it says a balkeri has to tevel himself. I mean, there's a chiv rechitze, but it never says a nida has to tevel herself. And here it says that if the tevel the kalim b'mei nida, b'mayim shanida tevel espem. So why did the posik chapon mei nida of all tvilois, maim shanida tevelos bem, the Sam Sefer says because the posik wanted to tell us the tvila of tvilas akum is a unique tvila. We are only musig of tvilas that tvila letayer mitume. And forget, here there's no tumovi, this is not a tare from tume, not because belong to the goy, there's a tumes akum. This is matter on it. One is not permitted to be mishtamish bekli akum. So the mikveh is a matir, is a matir isurim. So the posuk says, where do we see such a thing? B'mei nida yischata, because by nida it's also matir the isel nida. That's al kaponim the makir of the Rabbeinu Tam. B'ri pirish midersi v'hadobo b'nidoso, v'dashin v'pek v'mei ishe b'nidoso tehei ad shetovi b'mayim. So this Pesam Sefer explains that Memison, this is in the parsha of Tumah Vetara. This is not in the parsha of Arayis. He says it's very interesting. We never mentioned Bechlal. We never called Anida a Dovo. The shame Dovo is mentioned by Arayis. Ish ki yishkav es isha Dovo. There it says there's a chiyav kores isha Dovo. There's someone. So here it says Vahadovo Benidoso. So that Dovo, which we mentioned in the Parsha Varoyis, that is an Isser Biye, is Vahadovo Tehei Benidoso Ad Shetobi Bamai. That is a Psadroshe, that is a Din Tvila to be Mata the Isser Nide. Agavuche, before we go further, the Ran brings a raya from the Gemara before. We hear the Gemara before that one is permitted to laver b'mayim lekabel pnei raboy. So the Ran says, so if a person is going to daven, so he's mekabel pnei shchine, so he's zich is permitted to wash his hands. So the Ran brings a raya from that. If l'tzeirich kvoid raboy, one is permitted to go through mayim, Savad Gibis Lakabal Pnei Shchine. He brings the Rambam Paskins Laloch and it as I, the one the Rambam held, you don't wash your hands on Yom Kippur. So the Kesef Mishnah says, what did the Rambam do with this Raya? So the Kesef Mishnah said that here it's a Yevsher. He has to be Mekabel Pnei Rabbi. He has to go through water. That's the only way he can get to the Rabbi. So he's got, not that he's doing this Mekabel Pnei Rabbi. That's the only way he can get to the Rabbi. To daven, you can daven, you can mevnake yodah b'midi de menake, and you can daven without washing your hands. So if it's Efsher, so they weren't matter. That was the Shita Saramba. Zog de Gemara weiter. Shabbos, the Ike Mano Mai. Till now we were learning that one was permitted to go through water, and the Lutzeirich mitzvah, the Gemara, Shabbos, the Ike Mano, Shabbos, you wear shoes, is this also permitted? Zog de Rashi, what's the Shaila? Tinech, Yemi Kippurim Legosin, Vochosin, Shabbos, the Ike Mano Mai. Ishori laver b'mayim, aydulme chayshinon, dilme nofal mikare, maybe it might fall off his feet. For osi l'siyinu, he's walking in water, so it might fall off, so he might come to carry it. She would be, well, they geyser. Omar nechemye chasne devei nesiye, They came to a moke mayim, vavru derech malbush, and they went to the water derech malbush. What does Rashi say? Vavru derech malbush, benaleim avruoi, so they walked through with the shoes. Let's look in the Rabbeinu Hananel. The Ike Mano Mavlu Derech Malbush Vishori. Peirisk Shulobush Ben Beraglo. Yesh Mishoime Derech Malbush Vafilu Shaloi Beraglo. So what does Rabbeinu Hananel mean? He's wearing a Derech Malbush Shaloi Beraglo. So Rabbeinu Eliyakim says Pshat Shehichnis Yodai Biman Olof Boson Kimim Bote Yadayim. That's called derech malbish. Tvaishes gloves are zicher mutter. That was no shaila by him. But you can put on the shoes on your hands and you're wearing it as gloves. So that's also mutter. That's a rabbin. That's some of Shandor Ben Hananel. Derech malbish. You take it off and you put it on your hands. If it's cold, if it's serving, even though that's also called derech malbish. I once witnessed a Maaseh Rav, it wasn't that as mechudishtik as this, but my goyim Rav David Jungreis, Zechayinu Levroche, he was once in Muncie, and he went to speak in Beis Medrash Elyon, and from the place where he was staying to Beis Medrash Elyon, it was a shtikul mahalach, and it was pouring, and he didn't have a raincoat, and he was wearing a shtraimel. So he went and took a bath towel, this kedenkech, and he covered the shtreimel, and all the way down, he covered himself with the bath towel, and he went to Beis Medrash Elyon. This kedenkech Maaseh Rav. So there was take derech malbish, and there was take megin olav. But here we see a merdeke derech malbish, the one can carry his shoes in his hands, and that's like gloves. Frag de gemore sandal mai. What's with a sandal? A sandal, so Rashi says, Pshat, she'eni yochel lahatkoi lekashre yofe beragloi kamaimanu. So memele, so according to Rashi, so zich gonna slip off. So there's a shayla, might come and carry it. So according to Rabbeinu Eliyakim, could be it's not such a derech malbush either. On your hand, Amrav Ruchumi, anoch azisi l'ravine dover derech malbush. Shayla ravine went with a sandal derech malbush to water. Havashi omar sandal l'chatchil aloi. Reish geluse ikle l'hagrunye. Now, a very interesting story over here. Neshkelusa ikla la grunye le bei Rav Nosson. He visited Agrunya, he stayed by Rav Nosson, the house of Rav Nosson, Reshkelusa came, he said, Ashir, Ravrom vekulo rabbonon osu lepirke. They all came to the Shia. Ravine loyoso. Ravine didn't come to the Shia. Lemochor, the next day, boi Ravrom lafuki le Ravine midaiti de Reshkelusa. And Ravrom was afraid, Reshkelusa, Ravine shvi, im stomel hevak pode, lev sina and Ravine alam gekumen zum Shia, Ravine kumnit zum Shia. So that means something. So he have a sin on him. That's what Rashi says. So but you have to be a little tactful. How do you do this? He knew the main rabbiner did something that wouldn't have repercussions. So Ravrom went, and he wanted to be misaken this. Omalei. So the next day, when Chveis, they came to Davin over there, the next day, rabbiner came. To Davening he came. So Ravrom called them over, and he's talking very loud, and they're standing in front of the Reish Kerlusse, and Ravrom asks Ravine, "My time eloyos amal pirke. Why didn't you come yesterday to the Shia? Why didn't you come? Oh, Malay have a koivle karoy. My foot hurt me. Couldn't come. Iboiloch lemeise misane. You should put on shoes. If the foot hurts, you should put on shoes, so you'll come that way. Gabi de karo have it. No, the top of the foot hurt me, so there the shoes wouldn't help. Iboy loch le milme sandala. So you should wear sandals, or some amela, so it's not so tight on the top. There's nothing on the top. Omalei ukemi de maya have a buch, but to go through it, I have to go through water. He boilu le mevri derech malbush, no seeking gold, derech malbush. O malei, loy sovo lo malo hodom a ravashi sandal le chathchila loy. Ravashi said you're not allowed to go le chathchila. So here the Rishayna Master Kashe, the Rabbina said before, anocha zisil Rabbina dova derech malbush. But Rabbina, Ravashi said le chathchila you're not allowed to with a sandal, but Rabbina did go. So there's a whole tumult over here. So others say that there were two rabbinis. And others say, it was a good teretz al kaponim. And others say he had charote. That, Lemaisi was, yet later Ravashi says it's also Saitake had charote. Al kaponim, the moral of the story is, if your feet don't hurt, you should come to the Shia for more reasons than one. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, sandal maishin yochla hatka lakasha yofa baragloi kamaymano. Ikla la agrunye vishova sham. The pirke le droshe dreish kaluse. Midaite dreish kaluse shalo yisna uhu. So take nisht. Iboy loch le milma sandal shurocha al gabi tin. And yeah, this is the Gemara weiter. Tony Yehude Bagroigris also leishev al gabi tine b'yoyim ha-kipurim. One is not permitted to sit on mud b'yoyim ha-kipurim. Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi u'betine matpachas. This is mud that there's, it's teifeyach, or b'mabayim teifeyach ha-manas latfiyach. That means that it's a wettish mud that if he'll touch something with his hands, The mud went on it, it'll make wet something else. So there's not a lot to do this. Zogt Rashi, al gabi tine, shalach luach hatit hava oinik korev l'rechitze. So we're speaking about in a hat mokim, and so some mail this lichluach hatit hava oinik korev l'rechitze. That's how Rashi learned. The Rabbein Eliyakim says, merzike rechitze. Weißt du, it's not, it's a merzike rechitze. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Yehude, mutter litzdanim bepeiris. The person wants to cool himself off, so he's permitted to be mitzdanim bepeiris, so take cool peiris and The Ben Yochim says he'll be mishafshif with them and he'll cool himself off. Rabbi Yehuda mitztanen bekara, a type of a pumpkin, a gourd. Rabbi mitztanen biyinuke, Rabbi used to cool himself off with children, they have a cool skin. Rabbi mitztanen bekasa de kasper. The Rabbi used to cool himself off with a silver kites. Omarav pope, kasa de kasper, molayosa. If it's full, it's also, because it might go and spill out, if it's full with water. Choser shori. If it's not full, so memele, so even though there's water inside, it could be that's making sure that the kais will remain cool. But since it's choser, you don't have to be afraid it might spill over. The pachri, but what if you have a kais of cheres, Idi vi idi also. So I feel it's choser, it's also also, mishum de mishchal shochel. It seems that the water in the kais will, penetrate the kais and it'll go out on the other side and he'll take it, they'll take it be a rechitze. Then here we have Rav Ashi Omar, Kasid the Kasper, Choser Nami Oser, Mishum the Mizderit. Let us see Rashi. Metapachas that's going on the tit, Bikio Mayim, it gives out Burim, Molay Oser, Shamishpechu Mayim al Besorei. Mishchel shochil poilet mayim shebeleya, the water that's beleya goes out. The mizdariv machlik v'nishmat miyodoi, it might slip out of his hand, v'yishpechu amayim olov. The water might spill over him. The Rabbeinu Yochim says, it's a different shot, not that it'll slip, it seems he was rubbing himself with these kaises to cool himself off. So in the process of moving the kais up and down, it could spill, the water could spill out of the kais and on him. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ze'ire balchome ushpizchenin de Rabbi Ami v'Rab Asi v'Rab Yeshua ben Levi the kulu rabbonon de kisri have. Ziri bar chome had the schus, he was a machnes oirech, or he was zeichet to be to host, in by him, abami, v'rabasi, v'rabishu ben levi, the kulu rabbonon de kisri have. They stood by him. He was able to witness an hoge of gdoile Yisrael. Omar Leila Rav Yosef Bered Rav Yeshua ben Levi. So he told once Rav Yosef, Rav Yeshua ben Levi's son, Bar Arye, the son of Nari, Nari Shebechaburi, the son of Rav Yeshua ben Levi, to Eimeloch Milse Mal Yosef Dava Oved Ovoch. Let me tell you something, I watched your father, let me tell you an hoge that your father used to do. A good idea for you to know. Matpachas oyoloi be'erev, yeah, he had a matpachas, a towel, be'erev, or a suda, be'erev yom ha-kippurim, b'shoira oiso b'mayim. Used to soak it in water, erev yom kippur. We'll see the different gistois, but the gil, our gil is as follows. V'oiso oiso k'min kelim neguvim. And then he squeezed it out, he dried it out, there's still some dampness, but al kaponim, he kvetched it out, lemocho mekaneach bo, so the next day, so the minute amount of dampness which was still existent in the matpachas, so he was able to wipe ponov yodov veraglov. He cooled himself off with this. Erev Tishabov, that was Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Tishabov, Shoira Oiso Bemayim. There it seems he did make it Kalim Neguvim. Lemocha mavir adabi einav. So it seems it was wetter already. Some also dried out a lot. I mean, the water evaporates. Bal kaponim, it was wetter than the one he had for El Yom Kippurim. Lemocha mavir adabi einav. Ki also Rabbe bar Mori yomar, be'erev tishabov mevi'eloi matpachas, v'shoira oiso b'mayim, u'minicha tachas merashoiso, u'lemocha makaneyach ponov yodo v'raglov, here it says ponov yodo v'raglov, also not kelim the guvim, but here it says u'minicha tachas merashoiso, ponov yodo v'raglov, v'ev yom kippur mevi'eloi matpachas, v'shoira oiso b'mayim, v'oiso oiso k'min kelim the guvim, u'lemocha mavira gabi enov. Different usages with the matpachas. Omale Rabbi Yaakov Rabbi Yumi about Achlife, Ifcha Almetlon, you told us fakert, that the Kalim the Guvim was Yetishabov, and he didn't make it Noguv Yom Kippur, Voisivnoch Tzchite. And it seems to you there's a bigger chaymer if Ifcha Martelon, could be that wasn't too gefährlich, could be there's a bigger chaymer by Tisha B'Av, because the Kant of Ruskerov says that by Tisha B'Av there's two inyonim. There's inyoni, there's inuyim, there's the inuyim, the hey inuyim of Tainis, and then there's Avelis, so there's two isurim. So could be the could be the Ifcha Amritlon, that wasn't gefell, that you were more machma by Tisha B'Av than by Yom Kippur, that's nish gefella. Aber by Sivnach, we yeshu akasha schite. We yeshu, it can't be more damp in Yom Kippur, because there'll be a different shaila. Then there'll be, since Yom Kippur is Yontev, so it's also out schite. Let us see Rashi. Matpachas Suda. I think two dots come after. Kimin kalem neguvim. So that is our girsa. Our girsa is that Yom Kippur, they made it like kalem neguvim. And Tisha B'Av didn't even make it kalem neguvim. Vani shamati dochi garsinen. That Yom Kippur was more than kalem neguvim. Erev Yom Kippurim evin loy matpachas umekaneich bo yodov. They didn't soak the matpachas in water. He just dried his hand on it, so it was koilet a little dampness. Ulemocha poishtem avir aleina. Vehi lacho ktsas mikinuach hayodayim deesmel. Ifcha amrotlon, you told us fakert, betisha bov oisen oiso kimin kelem neguvim. ובערב יום הכיפור לאמרה תויס אויסן כמין קלם נקובים, ואיסיב נוח סחיטה. So we ask, how could that be? לושן ששמעתי, that I heard that Yom Kippur, that ערב יום כיפור, קלם נקובים is also also. They need מקנח יודה, אז לושן ששמעתי, אוכי כמה, איפך אמרת, ערב תשבו, מקנח בו יודה, ולמוך הפוישתה. Der wie mir kapirum shoy reise be mein bei so is ik min kelm de guven bei siv nach schite de gemin kelm de guven ma daim yes kedai lischait des still shayer schite sagt de gemare weiter amar rab menashe ba tachlife amar rab amram amar rab ba bachan Sholos Rabbi Lozo, the es Rabbi Lozo Rashaila. Zokin v'yoyshev b'yeshiva. A person who was a Zokin, yoyshev b'yeshiva, is from the Sanhedrin. Is tzorech lito rishus lahate b'choyrei se eine tzorech. In order to be matter b'chayres, to say this is a mum, this is not a mum, do you need reshusum d'reish gelusa? Maikam iboilu, what is the shayla? Tochikam iboilu, ki hodo amar avidi barov endove zay nichilam lebein nesiyah kedele izgada boim, that this anhoge, that one is not permitted to paskin on mumim of a bechoyer without asking reshus from the reish geluse, that's the covet of the reish geluse. That's the sotoich lito reshus. Afilu he's on the Sanhedrin, but you need in order to get a license to paskin on mumim bechoyer, you need a license from the reish geluse. I do make even the zokin v'yoyshe v'yeshive in. Ain't sorry, you don't need it. Omad Rab Tzodik ben Chalukah al Raglov, Omad Nira Isi v'Rabi Yosi ben Zimre, Shezokin v'Yoshe v'Yeshiva Hoyo, v'Omad b'Mailo Miskeine Sholzeh, and he went in front of the grandfather of the Haintikinosi, v'Notel Rishus l'Hatir B'Chayres. So, we see that you do need Rishus. That maise that you saw was a different maise in Gans. It wasn't a maise. Rabbi Yosi ben Zimra koyin hoye. The shiloh was a different shiloh. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Sholu es Rabbi Elazar, Gosin Abu Rabbi Elazar ben Pedos. Zokin v'yoyshev v'yeshiva, Amrinim b'Sanhedrin, Shein chocham mater es abcher, B'yochid lireis es mumay, Elim kenotol rishus min hanosi pamachas. Yes, the rishus. V'ochem b'boilu, Dim zokin yoyshe bi yeshiva Sanhedrin hu mitzorich reshus oylo. Boho de noket lo hoche. Bishin de boile meimel, besuka mi bohadza kam ta sugye. Kums de goboile meimel lotzis besandol shel sham bi yoyim akipurim. Yes, Rabbi Loz, another shayla. That was a yom kippur dike shayla. So my meile, we brought down this shayla also. Dovez anetilus a reshus li his gadeo loshin gedula. L'maylom is konei shal zeh, lifnei zekeinoi shal nosi zeh shebedereh. That was the shayla. So the Moen says, kahanim chushu, so then Rabbi and Rababe said, loy kacho ye maise, and the maise was, the shayla was, if he can paskin. Kahanim chushu de malmumei b'choyer, Lahater asa also, vaf lahatel boimum, lafish abuchir bizman aze ein lo itakone, ele im kein yesh boimum. Can add the only thing, you can only use abuchir if it's a balmum. Balakoin le tapel boimishinas nu loy, le shomroy, le zoinoy. So me meilas, and now the shayla is he permitted to be made that there was a moon, that they know they didn't put in a moon. Lo zoin der amed rabon, and the rabshimim imseches bchiris. Yeah. So my mailer, so the shayla was, is he Nemo. Nemo shall have a and Nemo shall have. Besukami boy lohu, mahu lotse is besandal shall sham. Now they asked the Yom Kippur de Keshayla, is one permitted to go out with a sandal shall sham? Yema Kippur. Sham min gume shekirim. It's a type of a bark of a tree, a spongy bark, a lot to wear, maybe a type of a cork. B'yema Kippurim. Omad Rabbi Yitzchok bar Nachmenia Raglo, v'omad ani ro'isi es Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, sheyotzo besandol shel sham b'yema Kippurim. I saw he wore a sandal shel sham. V'amino lo yayestem ha'shayle b'taynes sibo mai, well, but in taynes sibo, he also was also benilos a sandal. Omalei loishna. That's what the Mephoshim explained, because could be they were machma mo'on ad-rabonon by a deraise. So that was the Shabbat in the Siva. She said, they were baker. Omal Rabbe Barbachone, Ani re'isis rabolozo de minin ve'shiyotza besandal shel sham betayin the Siva. V'amin alei b'yem ha-kipurim mai. Omalei loishna. It's muta. Rav Yehuda Nofak b'dehitne. That's what Rashi says. B'taynes sibo anigzara lakshomim. Stam b'meseches taynes also b'nilas ha-sandal. B'dehitne min sham.
So Rav Yehuda went out with the Hitni, Abaye, Nofik, Bidohutzi, Sandal, Sarashis, Bidohutzi, Sandal, Shalkapes, Tamorim, Rav and Nofak, Bidivli, Bidivli, Shal Asabin. Rabba Barabhune, Korech Sudra, Akare, Vinofik. He went and wrapped a Sudra around his foot, and that's how he went out.